And let's give him a nice round of applause.
Welcome back.
Nice hat.
Take a little step.
Yes. Yes. You do look wonderful today.
Well, if you haven't been to Japan, you might think so, but the Japanese know I'm doing it not very well at all.
You're doing pretty good, but I thought there was you were supposed to wear something, you know, the front and back. I don't know. I just...
I have my limits.
Okay. And I actually, when we were in Japan, I actually tried to find something to match. I'm not sure what you call these.
Yukata.
Yukata. I tried to find one, but they were a little short. They came up to about here. It looked like a dress rather than what it was supposed to be. But anyway, you look wonderful. And
thank you. I love makeup.
I decided to I decided to wear a tie today, so Adamus wouldn't pick on me, but he might pick on you.
Handsome, right? He dresses up nicely.
And David, I got to mention this. I didn't plan to say anything because I thought you were going to cover it today, but you didn't. So I do have to mention it. The significance of today.
This is the day after they killed Jesus.
Not that. We all know that. Hello. No, David, it's today is 4-3-2-1.
Oh. And
blast off. Isn't that amazing?
And it's the day before we celebrate killing Jesus.
That's right. A day after. So anyway, it's good to be back. Really good to be back. Just sleeping in our own bed is good, and waking up in the morning and or in the middle of the night actually, and knowing where the bathroom is. There are little miracles in life, you know.
Do you see what I suffered?
I found myself one night on the road. I walked down the hall, and you know, before I realized it wasn't the bathroom, somebody else's room. Now, life on the road is. I can only do it because Linda and I travel together. If I was doing it alone, it would be terrible.
Oh, that's such the right thing to say. What do you want?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I want an Adamus Award. I want a little piece of chocolate. No, save it for later. Save it.
Okay.
But it's amazing. And I know I've said this before, but I'll say it again because I have jet lag and I have no idea what I'm doing or saying. But when we're out traveling, no matter if we're in Europe or Asia or South America or anywhere we go, there is a look to Chambra. And we can tell in the hotel lobby before we even meet them. Once in a while, we'll run into somebody at an airport and not know they're with the Crimson Circle, but you could just tell every once in a while on an airplane. And
you can feel it.
You can feel it. And I don't know how to describe it, but it's a warmth. It's a look in the eye.
An awareness.
It's an awareness. It's truly a compassion and a love that you can feel with people who are allowing the spiritual awakening, allowing them to honor themselves.
Literally, what this means is that's what brings the real joy to us and makes the travel a challenge, but truly doable. It's the people that we get to interact with, the Chambra that we get to meet and be with.
So it's amazing, and it's good to be home for a little while. We have a couple of weeks before we head off, but it's to Canada, which is easy. Linda and I actually were on the road so long that we found ourselves having conversations in our room at night, and Linda would start talking and saying something, and I would listen, as I always do.
So smart.
And,
he knows the tune.
But I would listen, and then I would wait, you know, for about 5 seconds for the translation.
We both were doing
and
it.
We were really, when we got on the United flight in Tokyo to come back home, and we got in our seats, and the flight attendant came over, asked if we needed anything. And we talked very slow and very clear. I would like a pillow. And they're like, "What? You are right. Do we need to call somebody?
Don't ask anybody."
But it's different because you have to get in a whole different mode. The nice thing about it is you really tend to use less of the mind, and because you're really having to stop and listen. We don't speak much Japanese or Korean, a little bit.
We don't speak any.
Arigato means thank you. Ohio.
Oh,
means
you speak about as much Japanese and Korean as a 6 month old, about as much as I speak.
Ohio means good morning, and Ichiban, I have no idea, but I love the word Ichiban.
Jeff says it on airplane all the time. Linda, I got an Ichiban. It's like, take care of it, honey.
But you really do tend to feel what the person is saying, and when you're listening to the people talk amongst themselves, again, we don't know the language, but you really tend to get a very heartfelt feeling for what they're saying.
That's true.
It's amazing.
And actually, one of the funniest things was both in Korea and Japan, they figured out that Jeff's not good about standing still for photos.
No.
So they were really funny. In both Korea and Japan, they would sort of say, "Linda, go stand by Jeff." And then a whole bunch of them would run up, and we'd just stand next to them. They'd snap a picture, and then we'd all run off. It was really, really pretty funny.
I love taking pictures, but after a while, anyway, it's good to be back home. Back home in Coal Creek Canyon.
Wait. I need to. We need to go back and address something because I think there's a misunderstanding.
About?
Well, I know there have really been some huge, PR problems with the Catholic Church.
And, no, really?
Yeah. And, I know that it's brought a lot of issues to the forefront and things that.
And Linda and I were born and raised Catholic. So.
Yeah. And so things that are really demanding, really demanding some consciousness and awareness. But, David, I got to tell you, I just know that them not doing the Catholic Mass here has nothing to do with that. It's just an unhappy coincidence.
Lack of interest, I guess. I don't know.
They probably couldn't find a priest.
It was surprising, though, to walk to the front door this morning and see the big sign. What does it say, Susie?
No mass, no priest. No Catholic Mass.
But they have a new guy. He's only 30 years old, the new father.
Oh.
Oh,
I thought it was like permanently discontinued, but. In case so.
You want to know the dope, you got to just ask Susie Schemmel.
In case you were listening.
She knows the real story.
If you're listening in online, Susie's. Susie said the other priest was so old that he got lost coming up here, in case you're listening in. Anyway, it's good to be back. And our tour, we kind of dubbed the snow tour. Now, I know it snowed back here in Coal Creek.
A lot.
It snowed the whole time. When we arrived in Korea, there was a blizzard. I mean, literally a blizzard. It snowed at least every other day in Korea. We got to Japan.
And it's late for them.
Oh, yeah, it's very late. We got to Japan and went to Nagano, which is kind of, it's in the mountains, kind of like this, not quite as high elevation, but it snowed almost the whole time there.
Yes,
it was very snowy, and we got back here, and there's sunshine, and 70 degrees the day we got back.
80?
80, yeah.
It was 80. It broke a record.
It was amazing. 90, 100.
No, it was 80. It was 80. It was 80. It was on the bell.
It was 80. I went to town and on my little thing.
It either broke a record or it was right next to the record.
Yeah,
it broke a record.
Yeah. So anyway, it's good to be back. We have a good group here today.
Jeff.
A lot of good energy.
Would it ever be a bad group?
Well, I wouldn't say it then. I go, oh, no, this is going to be a long day, but... No, the energy feels really good, and
You do look nice, by the way.
Well, thank you.
And the purple shirts.
I'm trying to make Adamas happy,
Well, we all are.
He's the boss. He's the man. And, like I said, I'd much rather have him pick on you guys than on me. Much more
Don't
fun.
Don't give him a target.
Anyway, a good group here today, and I could tell it started right when I showed up early this morning. The staff, of course, was already here. Setting up the chairs and all the equipment and, of course, the food and getting all... one of these days, we really need to get a shot of our equipment our impromptu equipment stuff back here. I mean, we have an electronics store back there, and every month, of course, they ask for more equipment.
Well, it's ported. I mean, they do a good job of it. It has to be handled and packed up. None of it's permanent.
It's amazing.
It's really quite a job.
Cameras in the ceiling. We have, it looks like a TV production studio back there. But anyway, everybody was getting ready, and the mood was, it almost felt like Christmas. You know, I mean, it was happy and festive. And, you know, and the reason why I mention it is because.
Yeah, why is that?
I can remember, barely, but I can remember, you know, 5 years ago, I think for all of us.
Can you really?
The energies were really heavy. And I'm not saying that we don't have challenges right now, but.
Thank you.
You know, we were going through the starting to emerge from the cocoon, and it was rough. Now, we're going through stuff now, but it's, you know, either we're crazier or we just are used to it or something, but it's a little bit more fun. And when there's a big challenge, it's like, I'm not going to worry about it. I'm going to embrace it. And we, you know what? We don't take ourselves so seriously anymore.
Can I have one of those pills?
Pills? Kidding. No, actually, here's my issue. I gotta be straight.
Oh no,
you.
Not in front of everybody.
Adamus woke me up at about 4:00.
Nice guy.
And chatting and talking, and I'm like, hey, you know, go away, come back. So he came back, 6:00, and I still wanted to sleep. I slept till 6:30. He was talking while I was finishing up the slides this morning, while I was in the shower.
Even during your private moments.
While I was driving over here. I mean, chit, chit, chit. So I think it's going to be an interesting day.
Well, I hope so.
If anybody sitting on the aisle wants to move, you might want to do that right away. Actually, we do have seats at the front, so if anybody comes in late, just direct them up here. There's four seats, six
the firing
up here.
Line?
Yeah. Yeah, so anyway, we have a lot of folks, familiar faces here today, and of course we have new people. So let's welcome Chambra.
Oh, look at that. Are they boys or girls?
They don't know yet.
That one looks like a boy.
No, actually, this is a true fact, is on a chicken, it's very hard to tell their sex when they're young.
Jeff knows way too much about chickens, really.
They have to be about 10 days old before you can really determine. Now, this is a fact, and I kid you not. Well, of course, they just want to keep the females. They don't want the males. And they don't want to have to, you know, waste money feeding them and possibly, you know, a disease and spreading. So they want to terminate the male, the wound of Adam. And so right away...
He knows way too much about chickens, seriously.
Right away at birth, they have to find out if it's a boy or a girl. Of course, that's not easy to do. Is it obvious to you, even when they get a side profile?
Yeah, that one with the attitude is obviously a boy. Get him
this
now!
This one is probably the boy because he knows it's going to be over in a few hours. So, but it's actually...
This is dreary, especially before Easter. But oh, we're talking about killing Jesus, kill the chickens,
this
whatever.
This is a known fact. Most people can't tell, even with close observation, but people of Asian background actually can tell. It's true. So they can look at the little chick and see if it's a boy or girl, and the boys get sent off to the side. The girls keep living for another 8.5 weeks. And this is true. Everybody, where am I going
with
this?
Yeah, where is this going?
Well, just so you know, what's really happening here.
Well,
makes that
a bright slide.
When you all go, it's like, well, this isn't as pretty as what it seems like. But we're gonna move on to introducing people who are here from out of town. But before we do, I'd like to welcome...
What do they do with the baby chickens that they kill?
We won't go into that.
Good.
Yes. I want to welcome everybody who is joining in on the internet. John, do we have a good, clear signal going out? John says yes. And he says, maybe not. But we want to welcome everybody from all around the world.
You sure you don't have any more chicken talk?
I'll save it for later. If you want to know more, meet us up at the Wonder View afterwards for dinner. I'll tell all my chicken stories.
He knows too much.
I know too much. Okay. So who's here from out of town today?
Well, we have probably one of the furthest visitors ever. I'm not sure what the difference is between Zambia and Australia would be, but we have, for the first time, Lusaka Chonabene. I know I said that wrong, but she's here from Zambia, Africa. Would you stand
Zambia.
Up? Thank you. Welcome.
Welcome.
You're a world traveler.
Well, thank you for being here. I understand you were in Ireland, and you thought you'd stop here before you went back to Zambia. That is true. Yeah. Yeah. You know, we do the same thing.
We are
so
honored. Thank you.
We are very honored. And how long have you been in Colorado? When did you get here?
3 days ago.
Oh, so are you adjusted to the altitude and the time change?
It took me a good 2 days.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And it is a little shock on the body, the time difference. This is a very high altitude here.
Home is 10 hours ahead of the
And are there other Shambra in Zambia?
Not that I know of.
Not that you know of. So if anybody's listening in right now. And how did you find out? David's going to bring you the microphone. How did you find out about Crimson Circle?
A process of dreams about Tobias and surfing and dreams and just following the trail.
Wow.
Yes.
That is amazing. And this is a dumb question, but I'm on a bad roll today.
Well, we can talk about chickens again.
What do you call somebody from Zambia?
A Zambian.
Zambian.
Yes.
I didn't know if it's Zambanite or Zambia. Zambian.
Yes. Yeah.
That's important to know. And Zambia is in the central southern part of Africa.
Yes, just south of the equator in the center. We're landlocked.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, we're really honored that you're here today.
Thank you.
I'm so happy to be here.
Good. Thank you.
Welcome. Now, unfortunately, I only have one name and not the name of the guest, so I'm going to ask David to run the mic over to this side on the aisle, the lavender, beautiful purplish shirt, I'm sure, for St. Germain.
Yes.
And this is Darius.
Uh-huh. Yes, this is my first time.
I know
it's been quite a while.
It's been a while, but we remember
Hello,
you.
Family. Hello,
and
yes.
You have three friends with you, but I don't have their names.
Do.
And you're here from Massachusetts.
Mashantucket, Connecticut.
That's
reservation
right.
Area.
Sorry, from Connecticut.
Yes.
Would you introduce your three friends?
And would you mind standing up also?
They will introduce themselves if they may.
Sure.
Thank you.
Sure.
Good to see you again.
Hello, I'm Aurora. And I'm from Wisconsin.
Wow. We could talk about Wisconsin tonight, too. Linda and I are from there.
It's a great place to be
in Wisconsin.
Oh, we're not supposed to make fun of Wisconsin.
We're not.
No, go right ahead. It's fine.
No. Yes.
Hi, I'm Kilo. I'm from Denver.
Ah, good to
nice
see
to
you.
I'm Megan, and I'm from Denver.
Good
nice
to meet all
you.
Of you. A big applause. Thank you.
Might I give a formal greeting from the reservation?
Yes.
Wishte dati engisa. Ayente an wante kokyunatok sukawa sukawa. It means blessings to you and yours, and may this day be a beautiful one.
Mm. Good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We have Steve Green from Canyon Country, California. Where are you, Steve? Hi,
Good
Steve.
To see
Good
you again,
to see
Steve.
You again. You're almost a local.
You know, we just need to, like, get a hotel or something up here for Crimson Circle.
They'll sell
in.
It in a second.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. They're hoping that you'll buy it.
Mm-hmm.
They call once in a while. Okay.
Yes?
Also here with us is Greg Nooney from Sioux City, Iowa. Greg.
Greg. Good to see you, Greg.
Greg has his daughter, Helen, with him.
Hi, Helen.
Hi, Helen. Good to meet you. She's shy. Be nice to her. Okay. And then also with Gregory is Ariana Seaman and Paul Seaman, from Sioux City, Iowa.
Good to see you.
Good to see you. Thanks for being here. Okay. And then we have Nancy Sorensen from Manistee, Michigan. Where are you? Hi. Where
are you?
We don't see her. She's not here.
Okay.
Sorry. Okay. Oh, and a special treat, our dear friend, our dear Shambra, Siglinda, is up
Siglinda
here
from
Albuquerque.
New Mexico.
Siglinda Schwendel. Glad you could join us. There are a lot of other guests that I know we don't know necessarily, but did anybody want to stand
up? Out of state?
Out of state? Anybody from out of state that would like to introduce themselves? No?
No.
They're hiding. Okay. And then we have quite... How many people are at a monthly meeting present physical for the first time?
First-timers.
Oh, thank you. I want to warn you about the group a little bit. They're really nice, but they all know each other so much that they sometimes forget to say hello to new people, but they want to. And then the other thing is, please don't
They're busy eating.
You interrupted me. Please do not get between them and the food.
Yeah. You see
it. So I was on the same track.
By the way, I have to ask, I've been curious, you know, with Tobias, we would always do the day, you know, with Linda and I talking for a little bit. Some people think too much. Then we would take a break, and then Tobias would come back and talk, and then we would take another break, and then there would be questions and answers. Adam was, without really asking us, kind of changed the format.
Did he not like the free-range grazing?
No, it's not about that, but he just didn't like the questions and answers, actually. And he would rather talk. And it doesn't mean it's necessarily any shorter. You probably noticed he likes to really talk.
He's at ease with himself.
But does anybody miss the old format? Anybody want to go back to the old format?
Really? Wow.
It's okay. You can raise your hand. You just don't... Yeah.
How many people miss the Q&A? Not
a
very
couple.
Yeah,
okay.
Couple. Yeah.
Adamus does Q&As once in a while on the road at workshops, but you don't want to be asking a question. That's all I can say.
He uses the question for a launch.
Yeah, and rarely does he really answer the question. But there was one recently, somebody asked a question, and oh my God, I was glad that they were written out so nobody knew who asked it. But he just went on a tirade, and it was tense and kind of funny, but really kind of tense. And one of those. Let's move on. So anyway, I'm glad to see at least with this group. I don't know if anybody online really wishes we would go back to the. The two-break system, but 30 minutes, you go to the bathroom, get something to eat, get some fresh air, do whatever you're going to do, and then we get on with it. Speaking of which, let's get on with it.
Okay, dude.
And Adamus last month didn't want us to do slides, but we're not going to do slides right now. Actually, I put this slide up front on purpose, just so you don't think it's the end of our talk. But I wanted to make sure that everyone here and everyone online truly acknowledges the incredible team that gets together, that works really hard, not just on the Saturday of the webcast, but all month long to make this possible. Linda and I can go out on the road and do what we have to do, and back here, I mean, they're just amazing. So I wanted to put this slide here first and ask the staff to please stand up and be acknowledged. We always say it's amazing how this all comes together. We've been doing this for 10 years, but it comes together because the staff, everybody who was listed here, just pitches in and makes it happen. So
I'll even go further that, and they do it so much with so much style and grace that they rarely need much of anything. In fact, sometimes it makes it hard to remember to thank them enough because they just quietly and efficiently do what they do and do it month after month after month. And it's something we're really proud of and we're really grateful for.
So if you could make sure to give all the staff members a hug at the break today, that'd be wonderful. Okay.
All right.
Last month, Adamas.
One more thank you.
Yes.
I just also would like all of us to remember that while we sit here in this wonderful room with this nice group with love and warmth, we want to thank all of you that are bringing your energy in right now and joining us in as intimate and as close a way as those all right here. You tell us when we're out there, we hear the stories and we get the emails of what it means to just tune in and just be with us. And so thank you to everyone joining us.
Yeah, cool. Okay, last month we shout 7 of the Master Series. Anybody remember what it was about? No. No, I didn't either, so that's all right. So we have a few slides we'll go through just to bring back our memory. That way we can kind of pick up on it today and get going. Okay.
Also, a number of people have told us that when we're doing these slides, that they're actually translating
yes.
it at the same time. So they're trying to do translating in their language with whatever group they're sitting with. So they always are saying, please slow down a little more when you read the questions.
Yes. Well, it's amazing, actually, how many groups
stunning.
Around the world meet, and somebody will be translating the whole thing. So, okay.
Okay. So, all right. Oh, this is Master of the Obvious. Okay. Today isn't yesterday. And that's the good news. We're moving into a time of experience, going beyond the theories and the lessons and processing. Of course, it causes your world to change. But as you're really embracing yourself, you find these changes are actually quite exhilarating. These are new times that you helped to shape, helped to dream of, and we're doing it now.
So Adamas was pointing out that during Tobias's time, we all had a lot of releasing to do, a lot of last time or last minute processing, letting go, and now we're moving into the time of experience. Hopefully we've let most of that old stuck energy get moving again, and now he's taking us into actual experience. And he says that it's sometimes still a little bit overwhelming, but we're starting to play with it and starting to have more fun with it, and these are the times that have been prophesized, maybe not prophesized to be like this, but these are the times, and we helped to create them a long time ago, even 5 years ago. So here we are. He went on to say,
as your awareness expands, there's going to be a part of you that's going to feel a little tired, a little overwhelmed, because your brain can't handle awareness. Hello, welcome to my club. Do you realize your brain is not a vessel of awareness? It's a vessel of memory and recall. But true awareness isn't memory at all. It's in the moment. It has feeling attached to it. It has passion. The brain recalls. Consciousness is awareness.
I think one of the challenges we're all going through is rewiring all of our circuits, going from being mental-based humans into intuitive, awareness-based divine beings. And there are times when it's very tiring on the biology and on the mind because they keep trying to operate in the old way, and it's kind of like pedaling a bike and not getting anywhere, but yet that other part of us is opening up and blossoming. So there's times.
Interesting analogy. Do you have a visual for that?
No, because I just made it up.
Oh, that was good. I liked it.
So there's times when you're going to feel like you just need to be by yourself, to shut off the world, to go get a massage or go take a drive, have dinner by yourself. truly listen to yourself when that happens. It's real easy to get distracted and say, I can't do it today because, you know, a list of obligations. But when you get that, duh, kind of, I need time for myself, even if you need to sleep for a couple of days or whatever it happens to be, really listen to that. It's very, very important. You come out of that that feeling very refreshed and really operating on a new level.
How do you know?
Because Adamus told me. You saw the words.
I'm just wondering.
I do it myself. Yeah, well, you know, there's times where I just got to shut off the world, goodbye to everything for a couple of days, and then I come back.
Humans believe in their past. Then they wonder why life gets tough, why opportunities don't appear, why they seem to be on the same damn road day after day. The road was the same today as it was yesterday, and it's not going to be the same tomorrow until you say, that's not me, that's not mine. You're not your past life. There wasn't even a yesterday in a very, very real way. Why is it that so many want to hold on to yesterday and last lifetime? Because without yesterday, there's the fear that you don't exist.
So I actually remember this part from last month, yeah. And I kind of liked it. And Adamus was getting kind of amped up, and he addressed Norma, who he calls Andra, and basically said, so why is it that everybody wants to hang on to past lives, their past in this lifetime? Why is it they want to hang on to their yesterdays? And Norma so brilliantly answered, because they have to build their identity. They have to try to remember who they are, or they're going to fear that they don't exist. So Adamus made a pretty big statement, said, you're not your past lives. You're not even your yesterdays. That's a big one. And then I realized, I started pondering it, and I realized, well, part of me really tries to hang on to my yesterdays and my past lives. Part of me really wants that identity. And then I realized, part of me really wants the excuse.
What was that?
Wants the excuse. Well, and part of it is an excuse. Part of it is not being able to, I don't like the word, but forgive myself. I still have to carry that cross around.
Oh, honey, do we need to get the priest up here?
So.
Anybody got a collar?
No, I think everybody understands. And Adama says, no, you're not any of that. You used to be, you know, past lifetimes, yeah, you were just the continuation or the progression of your lifetimes. Now you're not. Unless you want to be. That's a pretty huge challenge to say,
exactly,
I am only that I am in this moment. That's a huge challenge. But it's amazing when I started to really...
Well, sweetie, you're getting teary.
No, I'm not. I have allergies. When I've really fought what he's saying, but then started applying it, it's like, it's pretty amazing. It's pretty liberating. So he went on to say,
this new energy, which is you, not a future potential, but from the greater consciousness of you, is coming to visit. The new energy is now coming into this reality. It's coming to play with you. It's making my eye twitch. It's testing you out. It wants to see what you're made of. It wants to know what makes you laugh. What makes you cry? What makes you feel different things? It's probing, or it's investigating in a very loving, non-intrusive, compassionate manner. I would beg to differ that.
So Adamus is gracefully guiding us into the awareness of new energy, which, of course, we all know is nothing like old energy. It's not just... supercharged old, it is truly new. I lost my place. What did he say here? So this new energy, which is us, I mean, it's you individually, it's each of us, it's us, is basically coming into this reality and our other realities and probing us. Not like an alien probe, but like it's coming in and find it is so new, it doesn't understand us. What is it like to cry?
Oh, whoa, here he is.
It's coming in right now. Do come in and probe.
Freak.
I was bowing. Bowing.
Okay. Anybody got some jet lag homeopathic?
Oh, funny, Adamus. Timing's everything. So it's coming in and probing. Probing. We should forget about the slides. Just finding out what it's like to laugh.
It was interesting, Jeff.
What it's like to laugh.
It was really interesting.
What it's like to cry.
Have you been watching Self?
What it's like to be interrupted. What it's like to... What it's like to have the touch of another person, the touch of yourself. So this new energy is kind of what do you would call being absorbed into our lives and getting to know us. And Adamus is just saying it's not going to come in and necessarily whammy on the head. It's just coming in a very graceful, beautiful way.
I have heard the strangest reactions to some of this material.
Really?
And yeah, and I've observed a little myself. Like you hear the words and there's something that sounds really magical. And the next thing you know, I'm half out of my body and can't hear the next line.
Me too.
It's just like, whoa.
Me too.
You really?
I thought it was just jet lag.
Okay.
He went on. That's why I have to really watch these slides. It's like holding on.
It's really weird.
He went on to say...
Don Quixote left reality. He wanted something more. But when he went out of his norm, he created some amazing delusions that everything was a battle with him. He was slaying windmills. He was battling because he always had been battling, always fighting something, even if it was just a windmill, even if it wasn't battling back at him. Dear Chambra, you've been tilting at windmills, battling things that no longer need to battle. Yay, you. Do you realize what you've really been fighting? Yourself. What happens when you give that up? You really start living. There's hope.
Yeah. So he was saying that one of the issues, an old issue that maybe we weren't aware of is, you know, we're out there battling something, I guess ourselves, but we get so used to, you know, grabbing the sword every morning and getting out there and doing battle with the world, with our families, outside families, with jobs, but really with ourselves.
You don't have to worry about saying that. Nobody's watching from our families.
Oh, I don't suppose. But you know, but the battle actually. Is really the majority of it is with ourselves, you know, battling everything about, well, should I be doing this? Is that right? And what's wrong with me? And yada, yada, all that head talk, even going into the dreams. And maybe I'm the only one, but ever had battle dreams at night? No? I'm the only one? No, I'm not. But Adamus is saying, you know, it's like Don Quixote. Put down the sword. You're just tilting at windmills. Okay.
Instead of seeing yourself as these individual components, it's time to be aware of yourself as a body of consciousness. No longer body, mind, and spirit. You are a body of consciousness. A body is a sovereignty. It's your own. Consciousness is awareness. You are a body of awareness. This is nice.
I really like that.
Me too.
I really like that.
Me too.
When he's saying, now instead of you viewing yourself as spirit, mind, body, the components we New Age
Fragments.
People typically accept, he said, now let that division and fragmentation go. You're just a body of consciousness. Yes, you have biology, you have a mind, but it should be... this beautiful composition, a total integration, and I love his term, the body of consciousness. Mm-hmm. So body here doesn't mean just physical. Body means a sovereignty, your own. So your own consciousness.
Whole again.
Whole again. Whole again. Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Whole again. Yeah. Holistic.
Whole, yeah, yeah.
Holistic.
Holistic.
Yes.
Got it. You're the one that started the probe talk. Okay. There's a calling right now.
Linda.
Linda. That's you that's been doing that? Oh, my God. I didn't know it was you. I'll get you back. I'm going to start over.
Okay.
Okay.
Next slide, yeah. Okay.
There's a calling right now. It's your full potential of consciousness.
Dude. Okay.
This is calling you, wanting to come home to you. The calling has no agenda other than to reunite. The calling wants nothing but to be with you, to share the experiences of life. It's the body of consciousness that's been fragmented into parts. It's calling to come back together through you in this now moment, in this no incarnation, in this I am of today. Through your awareness, you're going to really understand this calling. Listen to it.
So in the show, Adamus is talking about being aware of everything, how multidimensional we are, saying that we've been spending a lot of time just tilting at windmills, and now's the time to really be aware of that calling that comes from within. It's the calling that reunites everything back together. So he said, just be aware of it. So it was a beautiful channel.
Really was.
I have no idea. Oh, is that a slide? It was a beautiful channel, and I'm glad we had a chance to review it. So moving right along, let's talk about recent events. And by the way, and I hope you don't mind us sharing photos and information of events, but hopefully it gives you a taste of what we've all brought together, Shamba from around
There's
the world.
There's a lot of feeling that comes through pictures.
Hey, I don't want to bore anybody like this is our family
album.
Well,
then just but snap it up.
This is our family album, so I'll snap it up. Okay, we started with the teacher training for SES in Korea. These were this first teacher training we've done in Korea. It was for SES. There were about 14 students.
Yes, there
and,
were.
And just a quick bird's eye view of Korea. It's one of...
Seoul. This is Seoul, isn't it?
This is Seoul. One of the top five largest cities in the world, very clean, runs very efficiently, kind of
it's an amazing city.
Amongst the mountains, and about 20 miles from North Korea, just over the hill.
So the DMZ is just on the hill there.
Yeah, beautiful old architecture and buildings, and a very, just an incredible feel everywhere you go in Seoul and around Korea. This was the actual hotel we stayed at, and it is located on the Olympic Park, the 1988 Winter Olympics were there, right. And this was one of the main hotels or facilities. So it was a beautiful view, actually, and a lot of the Olympic buildings right around there. I get a kick walking down the hall and to the meeting room, and they have it in the Korean characters. You know, it's just like, ah, that is so cool. Glad they put it in English, too, because otherwise I would have gone to the wrong room. Great group. We went through 4 days of really intense training about the meaning of the channels, what Tobias was talking about, and also just how to work with the group, how to create the safe space for their process. And I think anybody who's taken SES
to support the huge transformation that comes through with SES.
It's a process, yeah. So there are 14 new teachers now in Korea. Oh, and so you wonder, if we're playing the video, how do they understand? Because they've translated and subtitled it. I can't read a word of that, but I could hear the English, so it worked. So while Tobias is talking, the characters are coming up on the screen. It just
is amazing.
I get a kick out of it. Here's the group right at the end of graduation. I think all but a couple of them were there. They're so excited about bringing this to Korea.
I'll even go one step further. And then this was probably one of the most fun things I've ever had happen. You know, we take breaks and we're trying to come back, and you know, something comes up and you got to answer an email or whatever. But there was couple different times where I came down the hall and I heard all this chatter and then ha ha ha, they're laughing and laughing. And I'm thinking, Jeff already started. And I'd go to the door and it was just them, that group of 14, and they were so connected to each other and laughing and sharing, and they didn't need us.
Yeah. There is a tradition in Korea, Japan, a lot of other Asian countries. After the event, you have a party. Yeah. And the party can go, this was just the 14. So we were, we had fried chicken, I think, for their. Doing it for us, the
Americans.
They
heard what kind of food you like, yes, and they took it serious.
Korea has very good beer, very good beer. So we drank a little bit just to make sure. And sometimes the parties go for an hour or two. Sometimes they go a long, long time. A lot of beer, a lot of toasting.
They're really fun, and they like to celebrate. And we were trashed, but after the party, then they wanted to go on to do karaoke that night. So I don't know when they got to bed.
Oh, my gosh. It was late. They wanted us to go, but I don't sing. So I just wanted to show this really quickly. One of the teachers.
Jeff, that's an old belief about yourself, and you know it's going to get tested.
I know. Yeah. I know. As the words came out of my mouth.
Hello. Dangerous. Dangerous.
No. Fortunately, Ralph Nichols isn't here, so then, you know, we don't have the music, you know, to go with the song.
Oh,
one of the teachers, Rumi, has a healing center in Korea, in Seoul, and it took us up there one day. It was so amazing. This is the sign out front. It's the I Am School, and they do a lot of different types of healing, but this was written on the chalkboard inside, and it was so beautiful, and I said, well, I read it. I said, that is just amazing. I'll read it here real quick. It said, I consciously acknowledge, accept, and embrace that I am the creator of my life and all of my manifestations. I've chosen to go beyond karma, destiny, providence, and blame. Every breath is my own. Every moment is mine to behold. I am a sovereign being.
Jeff and I are both like, God, how beautiful.
Oh, it's so beautiful. And I said, where did that come from? Is it Tobias?
Do you know how many certificates Jeff has signed and seen those words? And both of us just were so taken by it to see it in that kind of a setting.
Yeah.
Taken so beautifully expressed. It just on the, it's big. It's on the wall
full
of the school.
Full-size board, yeah.
It was just so touching.
After that, we stayed in Seoul and did New Energy Syncretize. And I have to say, I wasn't excited about doing Syncretize. We recorded it once in Bahamas the first time and then filmed it in Oregon a couple years ago. Hadn't done it since, had kind of forgotten about it.
They requested it.
They requested it, but Adamas jumped right in. That's not Adamas, that's Linda. Adamas jumped right in. It was, I forgot how simple and powerful. It's about making conscious choices. So it was really amazing. And Tobias or Adama stepped to the forefront. And they're not sleeping. They're listening. Well, and this was all translated. You might be able to see some of the headsets in the very back is a translation booth. So a lot of times, actually, they do close their eyes. They're listening to the translation. It's very disconcerting. You know, 3 days, everybody's eyes are closed. And there's...
Oh, you poor thing.
There's more of
they're
very...
They're so sweet.
Oh, Adamas
at the... Oh, and you can see how he's having a... Look at that face.
He's having a tough time. Yeah, that's Adamas at the board with his diagrams. This is not all of the group. There was about 60, I think, but...
It was a beautiful,
group
awesome
shot afterwards.
Awesome group.
Beautiful group.
They're so passionate, and they really, truly want to share that passion.
We had a party afterwards and had more beer and more fried chicken and good Korean food. And actually, it was a beautiful moment. During the party, this gentleman on the left got up and said he wanted to make an announcement. He wanted to announce his engagement.
You know, it gets better.
And so he's scanning the room, and I'm like, can't you find her? He's scanning the room, and then he made his proposal right there. She didn't even know about it. It was so awesome.
It was really touching.
It was really touching. It was one of those beautiful moments, you know, I'll never forget. So anyway,
it was perfect. It was at the end of everything. It was beautiful.
From there, it was on to Nagano, Japan, which is in the beautiful mountains outside, about 3 hours outside of Tokyo. By the way, I love Tokyo, biggest city in the world. It runs like a clock.
Oh, my goodness. It's amazing.
It's clean. It's safe. The people are beautiful. You can walk the streets of Tokyo, as we did while we were there, and never feel any fear. Never feel like you're going to get lost and not find your way back, because people will help you. David, you were there. It's one of the most amazing cities in the world.
You also didn't put on there Emmy and
Takahiro Ozaka's. Yeah. So, it was hosted by our friends Kuniaki and Megan, and Emmy and Takahiro. So, it snowed the whole time. It looks like Colorado. It's not. It's actually in Nagano. And shot of our hotel. We did the interdimensional workshop. Again, they're not sleeping. They are listening. Really, they're not sleeping.
No. They were experiencing.
They were experiencing. It's a better word, experiencing.
Thank you. The same in Korea. They truly really feel into it, and especially when you're doing, you know, the language and translation, they really, really focus.
Adamus was having a lot of fun.
Oh, really?
Really, really animated, yeah, especially for that. And such an incredible energy. It gives Linda and I just such joy to work with all the people, including the families.
That baby was a Dreamwalker birth baby.
Yeah.
The parents had done Dreamwalker birth before it was born.
Yeah, the parents specifically took Dreamwalker birth so they could then become pregnant and bring this baby in. And, it was so cute. I went to hold the baby, and it just screamed and yelled. You're the bastard who taught him how to do this. It's like, get away from me. I didn't want to come back.
Anybody got that jet lag homeopathic?
Anyway.
That baby did scream.
Just a shot of some of the group. It was a beautiful trip. Good to be home, but I still have very fond memories of Korea and Japan. So let's take a look at our upcoming calendar. I'll go through this quickly because...
Because you can.
Almost everything's sold out, but there's one event in particular we want to talk about. So let's see what's coming up. Oh, we're here for a couple weeks. Golden, Colorado, we're doing the Interdimensional Living Workshop. We're filming it here. We still have some space available. It's April 16th through the 18th. It's a fun workshop, and Adamus loves giving it. It's evolved a lot since Wisconsin.
People seem to really enjoy it.
And then from there, it's on to Kelowna, British Columbia, one of the most beautiful places in the world, and they have good wine that they make there.
Jeff, I think you have a problem.
I'm a wine connoisseur. Kelowna has good wine. There's some places I've been to.
I'm talking about, you know, the beer and the beer and the beer.
After hours, absolutely. Enjoy life. I am that I am.
You're so
and
curious.
Becoming more so every moment. we're doing the New Energy Mystery School in Kelowna with our incredible host, Tammy O'Reilly. It's always fun up there. It's beautiful. Tammy wrote yesterday, said that the grass is turning green, leaves coming out on the trees. So you think Canada, it's still going to be snowing in July.
Depends where, apparently.
Yeah, not in Kelowna.
No.
After that, it's on to Republic of Malta for a tour with our friend Wolfing von Rohr, and then on to Poyana Brajov for the New Energy Mystery School in Transylvania with incredible Sylvie Marin, who does such a great job of really putting all the events together there. Okay, then June. Oh, no, we're still in May. We're doing the New Energy Syncretized Teacher Training in Poyana Brajov, Romania. Mm-hmm. So we have quite a few people. We still have some room, though.
We have a few more spaces, but it's really cool. It's already been subtitled, and it's ready to go.
Oh, good. You know, there, I think there's more subtitles in Romanian than just about any other language.
That would be true.
Norwegian and Romanian.
And German.
German, but actually a few less in Germany than in German than Romanian.
I don't want to embarrass anyone.
Okay. After that, and this is what we wanted to talk about a little bit, right here in our own backyard in Breckenridge, Colorado, just up the street. Yeah, yeah, we're all going to go to Sartre's house. That's what I wanted to mention. We'll have a party. We'll drink some beer. And yeah, we could get on one. You have like a D6 or something. Yeah, we can get on that. Play around a little bit. Play in the mud.
After drinking beer.
Yeah, well, we are doing by special request from Adamus. Matter of fact, he's popped this on us on the last show.
Yes, he did.
He said we are going to do this workshop seminar in exploring mental imbalance and a new energy perspective. I'm kind of nervous about it because he's going to get into psychology, which I have no background in. He's going to talk about what happens when somebody starts fragmenting. He's going to talk about the root causes, not the biological cause, but the root cause of neuroses, psychoses.
Obsession.
Obsession, multiple personality disorder, now called dissociative identity disorder. I learned that on watching that TV show, United States of Terror.
Has anybody happened to run into this thing called United States of Terror?
It's a Showtime TV program.
Oh, my God.
So anyway, we have a...
It's a show about a multiple, and they spare no expense to make it dramatic, and she's incredibly split.
Yeah. So we're going to be doing this exploratory workshop with Adamus talking about some of the root causes, spiritual causes of why these things happen. He's going to be talking a little bit about. I know he won't go into training, but he's going to talk about doing dreamwalking for the mentally imbalanced, for the insane,
he's
for the
really
severely
insane.
To
move things forward.
Yeah. Yeah, I can really feel pushing some limits.
How shocking.
Well, because he's getting into clinical
things. Well, that is scary.
Yeah. But really, this is his passion, whereas Tobias's was sexual energies. His is the mental imbalance. And really, really talking about why the current system doesn't work as well as it could. Talking about some very, very new energy perspectives on it.
And there's been a lot in the news, which I think is ironic. When anytime you turn on news or look at CNN, there always seems to be something that states that there are things that are going wrong, that treatments don't work, and that they're... So I don't think it's a coincidence that we're seeing so many things being talked about now. Even a TV show about a multiple, I mean... You have to believe that this is a time of the consciousness to shift on this.
So we're going to have live messages from Adamus, and we're going to probably be doing some group breakout work. We're going to, with Adamus, explore new energy alternatives to current therapy and treatment. This is really going to be ideal for people who are in the mental health care profession right now, who are counselors, who are doing healing work. In other words, if you have a background in doing this, this is not going to be for somebody who needs therapy for themselves. In other words, we're not going to be doing individual healing or the purpose is to explore the new energy portion of it, not to come there for your personal therapy. We're going to start...
That's interesting.
We're going to start pre-registration on April 7th, and an application... will be required before you can register. The reason why we're doing the application, because we want to find out the composition of the group. Is it a lot of licensed psychologists? Is it a lot of spiritual healers? Is it a lot of people who have had, might have had mental health issues in the past, but have worked through them and now want to be part of the team that puts together new energy solutions
for it.
It's
not uncommon for people that have been helping other people with mental imbalances to have also gone through issues with mental imbalance. In fact, it's very common.
The applications are really going to help us get a good feel for the group beforehand. And the only real suggestion that we have is if you're currently on any type of mental health medication, any psychotropic drugs, any depression drugs, this is probably not going to be a real good space for you. So we would suggest that you not sign up for it.
Like you said, it's not meant to treat anyone. It's meant to explore the potentials of new ways to look at this and what does it look like in the new energy.
Yes. And the staff for this event includes Greg Nooney, who's here with us today.
Hi,
with
Greg.
A great Jerry Garcia tie-on. And Norma Delaney, Dr. Doug Davies from California, and that's a staff for now, but we may add some others to it. So it's going to be amazing, wonderful event, and really launching what I believe is going to be a first in a series of workshops, discussions, and perhaps ultimately training of some type. But that's not going to be the first. That's a sad person.
That's pathetic.
That's depressed.
Yeah, got it.
And this is what we're going to be.
Move on.
Addressing. So we'll have more information in the Chamber News. By the way, please do read the Chamber News because it's really good.
Well, we'll have a link for the application.
Yeah. We'll let you know within. I'm going to say within 10 days of application.
Could you move on?
This is what we're dealing with. It took me a long time to find that.
Did it really?
Yeah. Kidding. So anyway, if you're interested, watch for more information in the newsletter or on the website.
It's a big launch for you and I.
It's really a huge undertaking for all of us, for every Chambra. And as I mentioned, I think it's the first of many. I'm going to presume that we're going to be doing a similar type of workshop in Europe, perhaps Australia, Asia. It's the first of many, but
you hope.
Adamus wants all of us, to really start addressing how to bring it back together, how to bring ourselves back together. We've gone through it, or are still going through it. but so we understand the principles and the fundamentals. It's not, according to Adamus, it's not a biological cause. It's a biological symptom, but it's not a biological cause. So we're going to be going into some pretty amazing areas with this.
Well, again, it certainly is an important topic from the standpoint that if you look at everything we've all been through and everything that people are going through now, it seems like the timing is probably no coincidence.
Yeah. And which it's amazing to me is the messages are only as good as the group.
Right.
And we're the group. So therefore, the messages over the years about awakening, about sexual energies, about some of the very really big areas we've gone into, and this is the next frontier. So, cool. Real quickly, July we'll be in Munich for the Midsummer New Energy Conference, and then in Salzburg, Australia, for the New Energy Mystery School. Both sold out.
When are we having a mystery school here?
It was supposed to be in June, but Adamus changed it and made it mental health. So it's
Sorry,
the mental health
Edith.
Mystery. Edith will probably do it in, God knows
Don't make
when.
Any promises.
Yeah. We're going to try to do one here. Yeah, not August, though. We're taking August off. Staff needs a little time. We need some time. So, okay,
oh
speaking
my God.
Of time, what time is it?
Go bathroom?
No, almost. It is time for the Chambra Launch Pad.
Oh, my goodness, that's
and
right.
And the Launch Pad is really a time
I'll
to acknowledge
over.
All the different creations that Chamba around the world are coming up with. As Adamus and Tobias said, just do it. Stop studying it. Just do it. And it's amazing how many Chamba are putting together products, services, new ideas. You've seen in this very space new books, new CDs, new businesses being launched. And today is no exception with our dear friend, Steve Rice. Come on up, Steve. And be ready.
Thank
be
you,
ready to be launched.
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
I've,
you got your
I've
launch shoes
ready.
On?
You bet. We're going.
All right.
We're going.
So, Steve, what do you have today?
What I started out with was a website.
Right.
And based on exploring the differences between old energy and new energy businesses. And that's been in development for about 5 years now.
Right.
And just keeps changing. And I've developed a lot of good information there, and all of it is free. And
but
there
is
isn't
it,
much
is
of it that's
on?
Being used.
What is it? And I put here business consultant, but because I didn't get a chance to talk to you. What would you call it?
What we're doing today?
This is a launch pad.
Yes, okay.
No, your business, your concept.
And basically what it has done, it has evolved into what we're launching today, which is really the coaching service.
Okay.
Information is available. I've tried to make it as simple and concise as I can to help you start your businesses.
So business coaching and the new energy.
Right.
Okay.
But that's what I've come to, is that most people just would like some help.
Well, it is challenging if you don't know the ways in and out of business. It's very intimidating.
Right.
And there's also kind of like there's the thought that business and spirituality are like oil and water.
There is that.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the two of you have experienced that.
Yeah. Yeah. And actually, I enjoy the spiritual part a lot more than the business part some days, but I'm learning that they're really interwoven.
Well, and basically, the simplest way to put it is a business, any business, is a system of systems for delivering a product, service, or information.
Right.
And so you kind of got to build your platform.
Mm-hmm.
It can be a very complicated process, but it doesn't have to be.
Gotcha. So you have business experience in your background.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, really, to be honest, this has been something that's been of interest to me for 50 years.
Yeah.
And but what I really am is a teacher.
Right.
And I have always taken complicated concepts and simplified them.
Right.
So that people can get them and do them, and that's what we're doing here.
So do people work with you one-on-one, or do they go to your website and get the information, or how does that all
yes.
work? Yes.
Now, the coaching is going to be a one-on-one type situation.
Right.
Where I step you through the process of, you know, getting your, first of all, finding out what your passion is.
Right.
So many of us are standing so close to it, we can't see it. Mm. It's just so much a part of who we are.
Right.
So, you know, we get that out, we get that uncovered, and then we step you through the process of making your plan, developing your mission statement.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got something very... Oh, okay.
Yep.
I'll read this for the video-challenged audience out there. Basically, it's a three-step process. It's your passion. Your passion is what pulls the energy. Mm. So next thing you got to do is develop your plan. You're going to need to know what kind of systems you're going to need in place to deliver whatever it is you're doing. You two are a perfect example of that. Mm. And then your platform of that allows you to surf the flow after you've opened the portal.
By the way, Steve, one thing I've learned over the years is a system doesn't mean limitation.
Correct.
In fact,
they need to be very flexible.
Right. And some people think that if I develop a system, now I'm locked in. You can build in the flexibility into your system.
Correct. And that's one of the purposes for the plan.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to know what's going to work for you. But you don't always know what's going to work for your clients or customers.
Yeah.
Starting out.
Exactly.
And you got to feel your way through that. So, for like I was saying earlier, most people don't even know what their passion is.
Yeah.
Or at best, it's part-time. Your plan...
If I could interject a comment, a lot of Shambhala were passionless for a long time. Then it started to emerge. But then they're not necessarily trusting it. And it's a big issue.
It is.
You know, I think I want to do this, but I'm not really sure. It's like, just dive into it.
Well, and like Adama said last month, you know, the energy's coming in to check us out.
Yeah.
And to start building that relationship with us.
Right.
So it's wanting to know what's important to us.
Yeah.
And this is one of the ways that you can start establishing, building that relationship. And then, of course, most of us have no platform whatsoever to stand on. And it can be, like I said, a very complicated process, but it doesn't need to be. And it's much like putting a jigsaw puzzle together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the easier way to do it is when you have the bigger picture to look at, you know, so that you can put into each individual piece in one at a time. And that's essentially what we're doing here. And once you can break it down to something like that, then the whole process becomes easier.
It does. It does.
You know, and
over the years, I've been involved in writing or helping to write business plans for companies. And I never said this at the time, but I always felt you should write a business plan and then throw it out. It forces you to go through and take a look at everything, but then throw it out, forget about it, and now go with the intuition.
Right.
At least you caused yourself to focus and say, what are the primary factors? And then you spread your wings and fly.
Yeah.
My own personal theory.
That's exactly what you two have done. Yeah. I mean, look, you started out 12 people in a teepee.
Yeah. And
back to the probe.
Yeah.
I hadn't thought of it that way, but you're absolutely right.
But essentially, and I know this wasn't in any of your plans. I'm quite certain that it wasn't. Coal Creek Canyon is a mecca to people from all over the world.
Yeah.
This is where you have to come one time before you die.
I told you we should buy the hotel up the street, and we'll call it the Mecca Inn.
Yeah, but it's and that's the way it expands.
Yeah,
but you've got to get a starting place.
Exactly,
and it will keep evolving.
Yeah,
yeah. And on the next slide, we can. This is important. Every business plan, every financial plan ever written is a work of fiction.
Yeah.
It's one of the things that people struggle with about doing business plans is you get so serious. And you want to make sure you get it right. And you don't want to mislead anybody. But that's really what a business plan is. It's a work of fiction. You can create it any way you want to.
Yeah. It's potentials.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And really, after you get it done, like you said, most of them get thrown out.
Yeah, or never read.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's a place to start, and it's to help you find out what kind of systems you're going to need to present your passion to the world.
That's probably the most important part, that so many of us have ideas but need to be assisted in now. How do you bring it to now?
Yeah.
Even if somebody has a book, you don't need a huge corporation now to get it out, but you are suddenly a business the moment you start selling it on Amazon.
Exactly.
Going through book distributors, selling it to your friend on the street, or giving it away. You kind of have to define or feel within yourself what's right, and then at least you've defined it. Now you can play with it.
Let the energy move.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly what it does, is it creates a focus for you. It gives the energy a direction to move in.
Yeah.
And once you get through that process, things start happening, especially now. And I've noticed an increase in this in the past 6-8 months. Things start moving a lot faster than people were planning on.
Yes, yes.
So I invite you, you know, if you don't want the coaching, at least go to the website. Mm. The information is there. There's a free business plan template you can download. You can customize it any way you want to customize it. But if you want somebody to help step you through the process, I'm available.
Yeah.
You know, there's always that value that a lot of people have ideas, but sometimes they need that opportunity to talk to someone and just by being able to talk about it, that also really supports the creation.
Absolutely. And that's really the fun part.
And by the way, we've known Steve for many years. Wonderful guy, very sharp, and incredible ethics.
He has a cute sister.
she is my business partner and my best friend, and it's a great relationship. We have a lot of fun.
Good. So they can go to the website at www.flowbiz.biz. That's flowbiz.biz.
You will have to click on the register link, upper left-hand corner, to access the full site. That's all it is, just registration. If you're interested in dealing with me on a coaching basis, email me, steve@flowbiz.biz, and we'll go from there. Yes, I do have cards. And I will be around. I won't be hard to spot.
Are you coming up to the Wonder View?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So can we take a deep breath for you, help you to launch this incredible new energy business? Deep breath for Steve Rice. Deep breath, and we wish you many successes.
Thank you, Bo.
And your clients. Good. Thank you. So if you've got it, we launch it right here. Couple more just quick slides, and I know everybody's going to be ready for a break.
Yeah, don't get in the way of that food.
Yeah, but just we have to go through the slides.
Yes, we do.
Chambra News. Got a couple things I'll just mention very quickly, one thing in particular. This isn't it, but when we were in Istanbul on February 26th, whoa, I knew that was going to happen. When we were in Istanbul in February, Adama said, watch the news over the next few weeks or few months. You'll hear about some rattling in the land, talking about there in Turkey, some minor earthquakes, but you won't hear about major earthquakes. Working with the group, we've released old energy from beneath the surface, and the earth will burp a little bit, but that's all. Exactly 1 month later, there was a magnitude 6 earthquake in Turkey. So it's like, you go, Adama. So anyway, it's all in the recordings, which you can download.
And it was relatively minor by most standards. There were some losses, but not like Chile or Haiti.
It was relatively minor.
Yeah.
So, and he did a lot of work with the group right there saying, let's release old energy from the earth. So it was pretty amazing.
Do it the easy way.
Yeah, let's do it the easy way. Mm-hmm. Some of the new products just came out this week. This one is cool. It's the sounds of the soul.
If it wasn't cool, what would you say?
It's amazing. Sounds of the soul. This is all the recordings from our recent tour in Egypt. It includes, I think there's, Gene, 14
discs.
Different sessions on here. Some of them are a little shorter, some long, some great, 16, some great sessions.
I think there's 12 channels.
Toning in the Great Pyramid and in Edfu, I believe. These are recorded in the field, so you know you hear noises in the background. It's not like going into the studio, but these are the actual recordings. Jean had listened to them while she was working with a group assembling, and she said, this is like an entire workshop in a box.
There isn't a person that I've run into that was on that trip that hasn't said that they are still feeling, and it's unfolding for them still.
Yeah.
It was that profound.
Yeah. So this is available as of right now, I believe. Mm-hmm. Is that correct, Michelle? As it is available now, 12 channeled sessions, but then there's toning sessions. There's...
Two Norma's.
Pardon?
Two of Norma and two.
Oh, yeah, yeah. With Norma, yeah, I forgot to mention. Norma, toning, did you download it?
Yeah.
Did you listen to it?
No.
Oh. There is... text PDF, so if you're non-English speaking, it's easier to read along as you listen. All the audio files are MP3.
Some people can't listen to them and hear the words. They have to read the words later.
Exactly.
Yep.
It's available right now as a digital download, and then we'll have the physical CD product coming out in probably 2 to 3 weeks, something like that.
Do you think you'll leave me that long, Michelle? They're usually pretty fast.
It
probably
depends
sooner, yeah.
When our art department gets the artwork done. I was a little tied up.
Yes, you
a little
were.
Busy.
Yes, you were.
Okay, so I highly recommend that product if you want the flavor and the essence of the recent Egypt trip. I'm going to listen to it just because that was life-changing.
Because you channeled it and you didn't sort of hear it.
When we were in Korea, there was Adamus was talking to the teachers one day, just a little group of 14, and then later in questions and answers in Syncretize, and it was some amazing stuff. So we put this together in a 2-CD set called Fields of Potentials. It's available now as a digital download. It's 2 sessions.
It's very nice.
An hour or so. And a lot of great new information. And particularly he talks a lot about, not a lot, but some about the situation between North Korea and South Korea. Gave some interesting insights on that and a lot of other things. That is available now as a digital download in the show.
He talked a lot about potential.
A lot about potentials, yeah.
How the creation.
Okay. And...
yes.
I think there was one more thing. Oh, I just want to... I was real proud. The Masters in the New Energy book that was originally done in Amsterdam, we printed it here in the U.S., just came out, published by Random House in Germany. Yeah.
It's
a beautiful book. I'll pass it around. It just feels good to hold it. But our dear friend Wolfing von Rohr.
Special thanks to Wolfing.
Got us in. And it's not just going to New Age bookstores in German-speaking countries. It's going to all the bookstores. And so we're really excited about that.
And Wolfing did an amazing job. He also added some supplemental material to it and some support material that was, we're really grateful to Wolfing for that. As you know, he's the one that I lovingly refer to as Wolfopedia. Because if it's about spirit and God and anything related to that, Wolfing knows.
Well, and I'll never forget the original material were channeled at a workshop in Amsterdam in 2007. And Adamus came in, to my surprise, I thought it was going to be Tobias. Adamus came in and said, oh, by the way, I didn't tell you the title of the workshop because we're writing a book this weekend. And he proceeded to dictate the book, which is what you see now. So Linda and I want to especially thank the 135 people who were there whose names are still in this book, was in the original print and now in the German print. Your name is right there, so thank you. Gives me chills.
Oh.
Okay, and as we bring this to a conclusion,
thank you again, Wolfing. He has really been just amazingly supportive, and I have found him inspiring.
Yes, Wolfing, yeah. In the news also, with the first Schomburg Institute class was held in Poland this last month. It was an SES class taught by Lucieta and Andre from Romania. Actually, Lucieta just said, I always wanted to go to Poland, so over the period of a couple of years, made connections and contacts to do the SES school, and I think they had about 10 or 12 in the class.
Oh, Mr. Porsky from Egypt is in there.
Yeah. So Schomburg Institute, I know, I'd love to talk about it, but I know people have to go to the bathroom. But
and you have more serious things to move on to.
It is expanding around the world.
You have something more serious to go to.
I wanted to mention, last month, Adamus walked around, asked, what's your Pekawa? And people gave answers, and he said, I don't think so. Because your Pekawa isn't necessarily just a grizzly bear or an elephant. They change, they morph. So he said, some of you can't find your Pekawas because they're morphing. Well, interesting that, I don't know, mysteriously, I got these photographs. Somebody's been out taking pictures of Pekawas, and I'd like you to... Can we turn off the lights for a
Larry
moment?
Is this Larry again? Has he got too much time on his hands?
Who? No, it wasn't. No. There's a mysterious person that sent it. But anyway, these were... these are some of our... So just when you thought your Pekawa was a, let's say a bird.
I can't believe somebody did that.
These are real shots, Linda. So you just remember your Pekawa isn't necessarily what you thought it was going to be. Don't get locked into just, you know, one thing because they're...
That's kind of scary, actually.
That's scary looking, yeah. Yeah, any of you recognize yours in here?
We get it.
Life will never be the same. Yeah. Oh, for Easter. Yeah. Isn't that cute? I love this one.
That makes no sense at all. That's sick. That is too.
Could you imagine running into something like this? This is my favorite.
Every night.
Every night. So anyway, we can have the lights back. Well, anyway, when you wonder about where your pakawa is or what it is, just remember, they do change.
One last thing that I jumped off of and I really didn't mean to. We just have to say that if you're interested in any of the classes that are being taught, the people that are coming up to us at workshops and telling us about the amazing SES, aspectology, Dreamwalker death, birth, and ascension, aspectology, syncretized, and there's people.
Chumpa Institute classes.
People come up to us all the time and tell us how amazing their experience was, the classes that they took with Chumpa Institute teachers. And that is such, well, Jeff and I just so celebrate that and invite you that if there's something that you've heard other people talk about and you want to attend it, please go to Chumpa Institute and look up a class. And also there are teachers like David who went to Japan and the people from Romania, Lucetta and Andre. There are people that might come to your area if you tell them, I have students, would you come? We have some really amazing teachers that will make the journey. So thank you to all the Chumpa Institute teachers, all that you're doing, all the transformation that you facilitate and allow to occur.
So sorry we went long, but we're having fun. It's time for a race to the restroom. We'll see you back here
in
30 minutes.